news, traffic, and weather on air, online. We are News Radio, WCBS New York.
Minute before four, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Mary Ellen Geist, and here's what's happening. Arrests are made in the shooting death of Nicole Dufresne.
Five were taken into custody without incident between 11 a.m. and midnight yesterday.
2 hours ago, Michael Ross found out that his execution has been canceled.
Late this morning, New Jersey acting Governor Dick Cody says he will not seek out a full term.
This is WCBS New York. It's exactly 4 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The courthouse in Santa Maria, California might as well be a concert venue. There are hundreds of fans behind the fences, and every time Michael Jackson appears, they go wild. They screamed, "We love you," as Jackson got into a shiny black SUV and drove off for the lunch break on this first day of jury selection for his child molestation trial. CBS News correspondent Vince Gonzalez describes the scene inside.
As the jurors came in, I saw some of them studiously avoid looking at him as they came in. Others craned their necks and tried to get a glimpse of him. But once all the jurors had been brought in and were seated in the courtroom, there was a moment, I think, where we agreed all eyes were on Michael Jackson. Everyone was trying to get a look at him.
Another group of prospective jurors will be brought in tomorrow to fill out questionnaires and give any excuses they have for not being able to serve. The trial is expected to last 5 months. Federal health officials say smoking is hardly the only thing that can cause cancer. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
The government is adding 17 items to its list of substances that cause or probably cause cancer, including for the first time viruses, hepatitis B and C, for instance. Why?
You get a chronic infection and that causes the liver to have an inflammation which over a number of years can resolve itself into a cancer.
Dr. Christopher Portier of the National Toxicology Program also added X-rays, various industrial chemicals, and compounds that form in meat and eggs cooked at high temperatures. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Hillary Clinton fainted briefly during an appearance in Buffalo, New York today, but says it's no big deal. WBEN Radio's Barbara Burns has the story.
Senator Hillary Clinton collapsed during a midday speech in downtown Buffalo. Against the advice of doctors, Clinton went on to give a second speech at a local college. It was during that speech, which was ironically on health care, that Clinton made light of what happened.
It wasn't as dramatic as it sounds. I came up with the 24-hour virus in the last 24 hours, and I'll be fine.
Clinton looked pale but planned to continue with the remainder of her schedule. Barbara Burns for CBS News, Buffalo.
She's due back in Washington this evening. For the fourth time in a week, Connecticut officials have postponed the execution of serial killer Michael Ross. WCBS Radio's Fran Schneider reports the lawyer who'd been working to expedite the execution is now making a bid on his client's behalf to delay it.
The request by Michael Ross for a competency hearing comes just days after a federal judge put the pressure on Ross's attorney to stop the execution. The judge told attorney T.R. Paulding he feels every avenue of Ross's competency should be explored, including newly raised concerns whether years of prison confinement pushed Ross to opt for death rather than life behind bars. Fran Schneider, CBS News, Stamford, Connecticut.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow up 62 points to 10,490. The Nasdaq's up 26 points to 2,062. This is CBS News.
What is the value of good design? How about $5 million? That's what it was worth for one property owner who involved an architect early on. A member of the American Institute of Architects, to be exact. The owner started with land worth $1 million. It ended up worth about $6 million, thanks to the architect's creativity and vast planning and zoning expertise. Just a few million reasons to call an architect early. AIA, building on your vision. Go to www.aia.org.
All right, what do we have?
Male patient trying to get a loan for a car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Seen this before. What's his credit score?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
All right, I'm going to call it.
How's your financial health? With ScorePower from Equifax.com, you get your credit report and credit score. It's the first step to healthy credit.
Doctor, there's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic.
Get the power. ScorePower from Equifax.com.
Live from Studio 8A at the CBS Broadcast Center in New York City, we are News Radio.
Hey, not a bad day at all. Sunny, 34 degrees, it's melting, and it'll be melting still, and even more so as the week progresses. But then Craig sees something interesting on the weather map for late in the week. We'll ask him about that in a few minutes. WCBS News Time, 4:04.